Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Bird Show listener Nicole called us on Friday or Thursday, the end of last week, and she had a little bit of a dilemma. Mm-hmm. She had looked into her online bank account for no reason other than, I think, just to see if she could access it because she had never really paid attention to it. Mm-hmm. Everything looked fine except for one strange payment to Honda. And she doesn't drive a Honda. Mm-hmm. And her husband doesn't drive a Honda. And their kids, if they had any, didn't have a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kind of was like...
And their cars are paid off, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what she said?
It was, what, $502 or something? So she's kind of in the back of her mind.
Like,
what are we spending $502 every single month to Honda for? Hey, Nicole, remind us if you're on the voice disguiser or not.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, you are still on the voice disguiser. And did I leave any details out? Why was it that you initially accessed the online account? It wasn't because you suspected anything. It was just...
No, I was just feeling like, you know, I didn't know what I was... I needed to know a little bit about what was going on with our finances and kind of take the ball with it. And he had a password book, and which was always available, and I knew about it. And I just went online, and I saw this payment for $502 to Honda. And we didn't have those kinds of cars, so it just put a red flag to me kind of thing.
Now, we did learn that Honda does have... like lines of credit and stuff.
Right.
But somebody pointed out via email, you said it was 502, it was the same amount, 502 every month?
Yes.
So the problem is if it's a line of credit, like a credit card, who pays the exact same amount? It has to be the internet detective or the email detective person who wrote this in, I think it came to all of us, basically said, if it's $502 and that's the amount, then it's probably not a credit card payment or a line of credit.
It's probably
a fixed note with a regular payment.
It was a loan of some kind, right?
So were you able to call the bank?
Yeah, I did. I called the bank and they couldn't give me any information. They just said it was just a payment and they didn't know what it was for and told me to call Honda Finance. So I called Honda Finance and they told me that they couldn't release any information to me because my name was not on the account. But they did tell me that they just kind of like let it slip that my husband was one of two names on the account.
Oh, no. So there's somebody else on there. They won't tell you what that name is?
No, not at all. So, yeah.
Did you confront your husband?
No, I haven't yet, no.
Why?
No. Oh, because we had two Christmas parties this weekend, and then we were putting the Christmas tree yesterday, and it's just, I don't know, I just don't want to bring it up.
Do you have a gut feeling, or?
I don't know, I mean, I feel like I'm the one wrong here, because I haven't talked to him about it, because he's just, there's nothing different going on. He was, you know, we went to the parties all weekend. We had a great time. He was, you know, we went and got in the tree. We put the tree up and everything. Everything was fine. And I know there's a reasonable explanation. It just hasn't been a right moment. And I know that's not right on my end. I know there's a right moment, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, nothing's been different really, because you're the one that has discovered this. The payments have been going on for about a year. Isn't that what you said to us on Friday?
Yeah, it's been almost 12 months. And so, you know, I mean, I didn't know about it because, like I said, I don't really look at the finances. I don't know what's going on. He's always taking care of that. And he makes it all available to me. I mean, as far as, you know, there's money for me and he lets me know what's going on. And there's, like we said, there's that password book that is right on his desk. And, you know, it's not like he's hiding anything. But I got to talk to him. I know I do.
Because you told us
when we talked to you last week, you've got no reason not to trust him.
No,
he's never given you any reason.
No, no, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, but this is just very out of the ordinary for him to do this kind of thing. I mean,
is there anybody in your life that would need the financial help that he wouldn't want you to know about? They'd be too prideful.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
because I was just thinking, you know, he could be paying for, I don't know, your mom's car or his best friend or his best guy friend's car. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could be doing something for somebody to help them out financially, mm-hmm. but they're too embarrassed, so they don't want you to know about it.
Or what about, I mean,
that's best case scenario.
I was almost thinking about, like, an employee. Like, if there's somebody or a coworker, if there's somebody that he works with that was in, needed their car to get to work, and they were in danger of losing their car or something, and he took over the payments or something like that. Like, maybe they're giving him cash every month as much as they can,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Hopefully, but I think you won't know unless you talk to him. And mm-hmm. and I think that, I think everybody wants to give him the benefit of the doubt. But one thing I want to hear more from you is the fact that this is your home, too, and these are your finances, too. And so you have the right to ask him, because I think there's a part of you that, you know, you feel like you don't deserve to know because you haven't been interested in finances up to this point, but it's still your marriage and you have every right to ask him.
Hey, Stan.
Right, I know.
Hey, Stan, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Pretty good. I was just going to tell her, wait till after Christmas to handle this. Mm-hmm. Is this going to ruin Christmas for everybody?
Because you don't think it's going to end well?
Oh, no.
Wouldn't that eat at you? If he knew something.
But then isn't the exchange her Christmas being ruined? Because that's going to be in the back of her mind. I mean, mm-hmm. Are you capable of putting it so far back in your mind that you don't think about it until December 26th?
No, I mean, like, even this morning when I woke up and he left for work, I was like, I'm like at the edge here, you know? I mean, I'm going to have to talk to him about it.
You're going to start, like, fighting about
it. I can't wait. I couldn't do it.
It's going to get
to
a point
after the holidays
where you're fighting about, like, how much cream he puts in his coffee.
I'm shocked you got through the weekend, you know? I cannot wait. I would have been such a witch by the end of the weekend.
Hey, Christy, welcome to the show.
Hey there. If she's got a password journal, she should go to Honda Finance and look and see if she has a password for Honda Finance. Then she can access the account information and not only see what kind of car, you can see who's on the account.
So you'd be able to see the name of the other person, the cosigner, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the address the bill sent to, the whole... She needs to go through the password journal and see if she's got a password and a login for Honda Finance.
Maybe it's all the time.
If you do have that, then that means that, there's nothing... He's not hiding anything if he put it in the password journal.
But he's still spending $6,000 a year that she doesn't know about.
But I'm thinking... But if it's not in the password journal, then...
That's something that's interesting because there was no password for that. There was just an account number and the phone number. So that's why when I called, I just gave them the account number, and then they asked me if they said my husband's name. And I said, no, this is his wife. And they asked me my name, and they said, oh, you're not one of the two on the account.
Wow. See, what worries me about that is that means it's another woman's name.
It doesn't have to be another woman. It could be another guy.
But if she said, I'm his wife, then they would have automatically said, well, you're not the other name on the account.
If it was a guy, you mean?
If it was two guys' name on the account,
right.
Then they wouldn't have made her. They would have asked her what her name was.
Maybe the other guy's name is Rachel.
Maybe his name is Stacy.
So,
that's both.
We're going to Aaron.
Right. What else? Quickly.
Jimmy.
Pat.
We're going to have to have Tracy stay in touch with you, because I have a feeling that this conversation is going to happen in the next day or two.
No, the question, and hopefully he'll have a reasonable answer.
Do you have any problem coming back on with us and filling us in when it's done?
No, I don't. I hope it's totally reasonable, and I hope it makes sense. But
we do too.
Yeah, it will.
All right, use the secret.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for sharing the story with us, Nicole.
Okay.
We'll talk to you
in
the next couple days.
Yeah, my thing is unravel the secret.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.